Shir Yudzayin Ksuvos by the Rosh Hashiva and Yeshiva University, Yudzayin Cheshvan Heitov Shemem Zayin, November 19th, 1986, on Wednesday.
We went over the whole subject, so last week we went over the Barmoya insight. So now we'll go over the Malkan. Now the Rebbe's Girsi is Kashayok Mishalei Otzoche Nefesh Kinatova Azeh Bol Lameid Benim Tzolameid Makish Ritzeach Naram Rosel Ritzeach Ma Ritzeach Yehorek Val Yaveh Raf Naram Rosel Yehorek Val Yavad Horek Val Tavach. That's the Girsi of the Rebbe. So the Baal Moya says that this is the Girsi Mishubeshis. Why is it Girsi Mishubeshes? Because the Baal Moya assumed that when the Gemara says Bolilameid, so it has reference to Ritzeach. Bolilameid v'nim tzolameid. The purpose of the posik is primarily that Ritzeach should be melameid an aram raso, but agavurche. So it's lomit from Naramos. So he says we cannot be geiris here. Bol lomit nimtza lomit maritziach yoi bal yaveh raf Naramos ot yoi bal taveh. Because this is mentioned beferesh. I mean, on the contrary, I mean ritziach, that ritziach is yoi bal yaveh is not learned from Naramos. So Mimele, it's a shibush, but we have to be geiris it in Sanhedrin, in the other Braise, where the Braise says, Boli lamei v'nim tzolomeit, ma naram roso nitn latzile v'nafsho, im shialo ho yeish mishia, matzilin afil v'nafsho shal reideit, af ritzeach matzilin v'nafsho shal reideit. There it fits, but here it doesn't fit. That's what Baal Moya says. So why does Baal Moya say that the girl said Bole Lameit V'nim Tzolomeit in the Rif is a girl some Shubeshes? Because the Baal Moya assumed that the Bole Lameit has reference to Ritzeach, so he cannot be Geresed here the way the Rif is Geresed. Bole Lameit V'nim Tzolomeit, on the surface it appears that the posik is that the posik is teaching us a din from Ritzeach, that we learn out something from Ritzeach, and in fact we learn out from Naram Roso, because as far as Yod Bar Yavri is concerned, so this is the svare, and Naram Roso is learned out, is deduced from Ritzeach. That's why he says Girsom Shibeshes. But the Melchami says no, it's in all the Svarim, in all Nuschei Sfat, and Hilchas Rabin Agodeil, and the Shiltes we have that Girsa. So how can we say that it's Girsa Mishubeshes? But whereas the Baal Moya assumes that the Bore Lameit in the Gemara has reference to Ritzeach, Mimele is forced to reject that Girsa. He says no, Bore Lameit has reference not to Ritzeach, but to Naram Roso. And it is reference to the posik of Nanaralis Hasidovo. So where does the Torah mention the Alocha of Onis Chachmoye Patre? In connection with Naram Roso. So Boli Lameid. So the purpose of the posik primarily is to be Melameid. In other words, to teach us a general principle of Onis Chachmoye Patre. So Naram Roso teaches us primarily the general principle of Onus Rachmoni Patre that applies to everything, not just by Naram Roso. The Torah mentions that in connection with Naram Roso, but it has general application. So that is Bolameid, but Agavurche it's Nimtzolomid also. So Naram Roso is deduced from Ritzeach also. So maybe we can be Geiris. Because the Balamoya said we have to reject the Yosei, because the Balamoya assumed that the Bol Lamed has reference to Ritzeach. So maybe we have to reject the Yosei. But the Ramban says the Bol Lamed has reference not to Ritzeach, but to Naram Rosa. And which din the Alocha for Narles Asaldovo? Namely, Onus Rachmone Patre. So Bol Lamed, primarily, the purpose of that posik is to teach us a general din in kolatere kule. So Naram Rosso is boli lamed, the din of onus rachmone patre in kolatere kule. But agavurchei nimtso lamed, Naram Rosso is lamed fam ritziach in respect to Yargoya. Now this is what the Ramban says. Omar akeisei loy bimitzas an ishoyis bilvadu kosu. Elo bechol nuschi svarat uvihilchas rabina agodl zal uvishiltes rabache michafse zal vichulom kosub vichibal lamadnu ritzeach maata areze bolulamin shalomi matish naram rosso ritzeach ma ritzeach uvizu agilso nire she naram rosso bolulamin. In other words, he emphasized the reason as to why the Balamoya rejected the Gyose is because he took it for granted that the Bole Lamed is Ritzeach, so Mimele, he was forced to say, we have to reject the Gyose Mishabeshes. But it's not like that. The Bole Lamed has referenced Naram Rosso. The Gyose and Yiresh and Naram Rosso Bole Lamed, with Neshetino Mifurish because of Lenaral is Asedobo, the Chim Mifurish Bosha Matsil is in Nafshe. Yishe bol lamed al ritzeach shek meize kein meize vinim tzolomid nimenu shiori bal yaver vichei motzin motzosi inyen ze bipeiru shrar zal bipsochi uma she nim tzokosof nadroiz the drach says so explicitly that bol lamed has referenced naram rosso. And what is the bol lamed? The haloche of lanar lishasidobor of onus rachmone padre. ומאש נימצא קוסו במיקסס נוסחס נוסחי הלוחס רבינו בפסוחים תהורי ולתעבר. So Balamoya says that's also a shibush. No, it's not a shibush either. Even though vis-a-vis the isho, so she's kaka elom, so there is no yoga yaveya, the afilla baye, the afilla baye mishkachas lo tehorei gvaltaver. Even according to Abaye, Abaye mentions this word of Kalkeilom, so maybe you'll be able to argue how is it shaykh to say Tehorei Valtaver vis-a-vis the isha, she is Kalkeilom, but there are cases where the isha is not Kalkeilom. The afil Abaye mishkachas lo Tehorei Valtaver bishehelo libotino. So then it's not Kalkeilom helo libotino. ולאומר הבאי קרקעילו מי אלו בשאחיר מאין סייסו שתיבויל ועל תהורק מאחר שיחילו לידליס על כוחו אבל כאי גבנה תומוס ועל תיבויל כאי גבנה מיס נקייס אוף אלסו ליבו תינו. So then it's the oik, it's תומוס ועל תיבויל. So when does הבאי say that it's יבא ועל יורק, if the Anos tries to force the Isha and he tells her, if you fight me, so then I'll kill you. So then we say Taver Val Tehorik, because she's Karkeilom. So how does the Ramban explain the concept of Karkeilom? Not in the same way as Tesis explains. Tesis and the Rosh explain it on the basis of Pikach Nefesh. So Pikach Nefesh is the Yichei Kol HaTekoi. Except that Pikach Nefesh is not the Yichei Yisar HaRayes. Why isn't Pikach Nefesh the Yichei Yisar HaRayes? Because HaRayes is Zukash L'Ritziche. And by Ritziche, Yishoi Val Yaveh, Pikach Nefesh is not the Yichei Ritziche because of the Svor of Maichosis. So Memele Ba HaRayes, also it's Yishoi Val Yaveh by HaRayes. But it since it's deduced from Ritziche, so it tends to be analogous to Ritziche. So only in the exact case where by Ritziche it's Yod Vayaveir. So by Arayas, it's also Yod Vayaveir. And by Ritzich, it's Yod Vayaveir only when he does a Maise. But suppose they want to throw in the person upon a teenage, then it's Yaveir Valyoy. So Mila by Arayas, when the woman doesn't do a Maise, so it's also Pikach Nefesh is there. So according to Teisves, the reason as to why by Isha it's Yaveir Valyohorig by Arayas is because of the din of Pikach Nefesh. But the Ramban doesn't say that. He says so he says, V'liomar abaye karkeilom yilo kishachirim elo bishachirim ein sineiso shetivoyel val tihorek mi'achar sheyechilim libeleiso al kolcho. And the Ran and Yesev, they say the same thing. Not, doesn't mention the Yalfuse from Ritziche, so it has to be doing the Ritziche, and by Ritziche it's Yor Yaveir, only when there's a Maise, it doesn't do it, the Sheval Taise. There is no Yor Yaveir, so by Arayas, true, there is Yor Yaveir only when there is a Maise, but if there is no Maise, let's say by the Isha, so then it's Yaveir Val Yorek. No, he doesn't say that. He says, inasmuch as the Anos is in a position to force her to be honest her anyway, even if she'll fight back, he'll be still in a position to force her anyway to be honest her. So in spite of the fact that he says, if you do fight me, I'm going to kill you, she's not mechuyeves to fight him, and she can remain passive because she's an anus of mur. You see, like this, vis-a-vis the man, so the man is not an honest gomor. The man is not an honest gomor because in Kishol it does. So there is no way how we can force the man to be bail. So Mele, all right, the man does it because he wants to save his life. But he's not an honest gomor. He can give up his life. Mashein king ligavi di isho. Since the anos can force her anyway, so Mele di isho, when she doesn't fight back, when she remains passive, in face of the threat that if she fights back he'll kill her, so she is considered as anus gomor. A man is not considered as anus gomor because in Kishol it does. So if the man refuses to be bailed to do the avere, there is no way how he can be forced to do the avere. He has to give up his life, alright, that's not easy, but there is no way how the anus can force him to do the maisa avere. Mashenkin vis-a-vis the Isha, so he can force her anyway. So Mele, when the Isha doesn't fight back in order to save her life, she is considered an anus of mur. So according to Teisves, Karkeilom is based upon the svore of Pikach Nefesh, that by Karkeilom, so Pikach Nefesh is the Echadis Arayas. Pikach Nefesh is not the Echadis Arayas when it's not Karkeilom, when it's active. But when it's passive, so then Pikach Nefesh is Deichadis Arayas. Basheinkin, according to the Ramban, it's not because of Pikach Nefesh. Pikach Nefesh, insofar as Pikach Nefesh is concerned, so just as Pikach Nefesh is incapable of being Deiche, the Yisr Arayas in an active way, so Pikach Nefesh is incapable of being Deiche the Yisr Arayas in a passive way too. But here she's anus of muro, and if she's a, so you'll say, but if she's anus of muro, so it's part of an onshin. No, the answer is, if she's anus of muro, so then she doesn't even have Shem Chitas, so it gives her a heter even to let herself be forced into this noose, if the alternative would mean that he will kill her. So it's on the basis not of Pikach Nefesh, but on the basis of honest. So that's a very basic machlekes between Teisves and Ramban. According, both agree with the halach of Karkeilom vis-a-vis Arayas, but according to Teisves, it's based upon the concept of Gechaibahem, of Pikach Nefesh Deiche. True, Pikach Nefesh is not Deiche Arayas, Pikach Nefesh is not Deiche Arayas in an active way, but in a passive way, Pikach Nefesh is Deiche. If the Yisr Arayas is done passively, not actively, then pikach nefesh is deiche. The passive arayah, the isar arayah, is in a passive way, just as it is deiche chilul Shabbos. Mashein kein, according to the Rambam, no. Pikach, insofar as v'chai b'em v'loishe yomuz b'em is concerned, so that is so pikach nefesh is incapable of being deiche isar arayah, period. It doesn't make any difference whether isar arayah in an active way or isar arayah in a passive way. But there is another matia, another deiche, onus. But which kind of onus is the matia? Onus gomo, of my havel and meva. The real onus, where he's not at fault. But vis-a-vis the Baal, he'll be potter of onshin if he's not misnefesh himself. Because a din onus will still have, but he's not an onus gomo. Why isn't he an onus gomo? In view of the fact that the Torah requires him to give up his life and he didn't do what the Torah requires him to do. So how can we say he's not at fault? He certainly is at fault. Why? He didn't. The alternative would have been letting himself get killed. All right, so what? But he still had prior chofshis, he could have done it. Mashein kein, in the case where the onus is an onus gomo of my havel nevad, So then she doesn't even have Hashem Chitas. So Mimele, it's Deiche de Yisra Arayas also. But what is the Deiche according to the Ramban? Not Pikach Nefesh, but Enes. So Nachmi would be where Pikach Nefesh it is, but Enes it isn't. Enes it isn't. So then, if we say like Teisves, that Aloch of Karkeilom implies that Arayas in a passive way, so Pikach Nefesh is Deichet, Joseph is Deichet Chul Shabbos, and all the Surim Shabbateo, so it doesn't make any difference whether he is an onus or he's not an onus, whether Anosim force her to do it, or she's a Chele, what difference does it make? But if it's based upon the concept of Eonus, some Mele, so then it's shaykh to say that when is one considered an Onus? When there is a Maiseiness. But when there is no Maiseiness, then it's not considered an Onus. Now I mentioned already the Rambam, but I'll mention it again. The Rambam says in the Kengel of Yisidi Atere, Haloche Dalet, Bichol Mishnema Beyori, Val Yaveh, Vyoba, Vlinerak, Hari Ze Mechalles Hashem, Vimhoyo Basorom Yisrael, Hari Ze Chilles Hashem Berad, Ubitl Mitzese Shei Kiddush Hashem, Vyoba Al Mitzese Shei Chil Hashem, Vyafat Pichay Mitnei Shoba Beines, Im Malkinei Zei, וינצורך לימר שניסני סיבסטן אפילו הורג ואינס שאפילו הורג ואינס. So the Rambam emphasizes that in the case of Yoi Bal Yaber, if it's over ולא נהרג, he's potter of miss, he's potter of onsh. Not only Abrizor and Arayes, but even Ritzirin. So in other words, it appears from the Rambam that there is a svara to be mechal. And to say, vis-a-vis Abrizor and Arayes, all right, it's Yoi Bal Yaber, but Oba Voloi Nerak is still an onus. But vis-a-vis Ritziche, what kind of an onus is he? Why? Because the alternative would have mean him getting killed. Well, what about the other fellow getting killed? So he could say that he doesn't even have a din onus. So Kamash Malon, true? So from the point of view of fairness, so what kind of a hardship situation is it, the fact that his life would be taken away? So and the other fellow's life is just as precious. But the Torah still recognizes the frailty of man, and the Mele, he has a din on us, even though it's not fair, I mean, to think that way. Well, I had to do it, because otherwise my life would be taken away. So because of that, he had to take away the life of the other person. So it's not fair. All right, it's not fair. But but a din onus he still has. The Torah recognizes the frailty of man, and the Torah considers him as an onus, even by Ritzich. That's why the Rambam says, afil horakneis. Needless to mention, in regard to Avin Zoran Arayis, of course he has a din onus, even though he's not an onus no more. So he has a din onus. Mashein kein, in regard to Ritzich, where it's my chosis, so you could say, what kind of an anus is he? A human life is wiped out anyways. What difference does it make? His life, the other fellow's life. So he's not, he shouldn't even have a din on us. Komashmalon, he still has a din on us. She afilhoad benis. She malkin remisin el leve betzene uveidim vasoi. She nema benesim izari la melech binosati ani esponai vayisha hu lpiashmu elomdu hahu belionus veloishegeg velimute. Umayma beskechovim sheichmuo min hakeil hoeve deisobeines in chayev kores veinzorch nima bebesbezden kalvachem elishom mitzves amures beteiro uvaraye soim belanarles asdovo. So the Rambam mentions two psukim, lanarles asdovo and the yalfuse gabei mevel zare lamelech hahu velionus hahu velishegek hahu velamit. I discussed that already, I mean the two psukim. Anyway, so the Rambam says that in a case where it's Yor by Aveh Abimokmensin and Obavoy Nerak, so he's Potter of Onshin because he didn't know who he is, even by Ritzich, he didn't know who he is. So we would expect the same thing the Rambam would say in connection with Chele. So in connection with Chele, he doesn't say it. So in connection with Chele, the Rambam says, Ki in Hapilkei Alochevov, Ki Nigen Shomru Beonsin, Kachomru Bechaloi. Keitza, mi shecholo v'not olomus, v'omru horifim shafuosei, v'dovoklenim yisurin shebateiro, eisi, u'misrapim v'chol yisurin shebateiro, v'mokim sakone, chutz me'avedis kechovim, v'glarai shechzomim, shafil mokim sakone, eim israbim, v'imova v'nisrapei, ein shinei zei bezbi, ein esharole. Ein esharole. So the question is, why is it different in the case of Onisim? He says, is Potter, because Onus. So here too, he should say, Vimova Vinisrape, Afapishova, Nikomo, Kin, Ein, Ein, Shinese, Best. Here the Rambam says, Ein, Shinese, Best, Ein, Shaole. So there's this direct. So, Deir Sameach says, and what Deir Sameach says is very, very mistaken in the Rambam, even though there are some Achreinim who have a different talents in the Rambam. But Deir Sameach says that when is a child to say he has a Dinus, when there is a Maisens, when there is a Maisens, in other words, when there is actual coercion, when the Anus forces it, but so by unseen, so there is a mycene, as the Anus tells him, if you don't kill, if you are not a Vavizore, if you are not Migala Arayis, then I kill you. So there is an actual coercion, he's coerced, so he's an Anus. But by Chele, there is no coercion, no one forces him, but in order to save his life, he resorts to Shechazdomim, or to Arayis, or to Avizora, let's say Shechazdomim. Let's say he's very sick, and doctors say if he doesn't get a blood transfusion, so then he's definitely going to die. 100%. But he needs blood of a certain type. And the blood of his type, so he happens to be possessed by a person who is himself sick, and if the blood is drawn out, so then he'll die. So he decides, in order to save his life, he'll draw out blood, just a little bit of blood from the other fellow, and save his life. So is there a miseness? Who forces him to draw out the blood? He forces himself in order to save his life. That's not honest. And the same thing is true of Abedizore and the Farayas. Only when there is a miseness. This is how the Yosemeach explains the Rambam. And Sameach even mentions a halacha, a similar halacha in Rambam Hilchas Chilul Mazik. Rambam Perek Ches Mil Cheschiv Lomadik Halach Aleph said as follows. Hameise Momen Chaveri Bidi Amos Chayev Lishalom Ayofi Shebun Chosun Vimeis Gedi Mielshof Kisho Kol Mazikim Bein Shohoy Anus Hakum Bein Shohoy Yisrael Hareize Hamosa Chayev Lishalom Kol Masholok Hanus Afo Pisho Linosa Hamosa Vilinosan Biyodei Elihir Gilubad. Just by talking, that's all. So is chay. In other words, there are two kinds of mosri. There is a moser who is neisi v'neisi miyad. Then is a mazi gomu, not just gomu. And is mazi v'yodayim. But suppose he's not neisi v'neisi miyad, but he tells his story. He tells the anos, oh, this Jew has that money. Go to that place, there he keeps it. So then he's also chay. But there is not a mazi v'yodayim. Then it's on the basis of Gamli. So there is one afternoon. If he is Nesi v'Nesi Miyad, so even if he is a nonus gomo, let's say the Anos tells him, now you bring the momen of your friend, the Jew, to me, and if you don't, then I'll kill you. So of course, Pikuach Nefesh is Veiche, he is allowed to bring the momen. But Matzlomim, he still has to pay. But suppose the Anos tells the Jew, you tell me where your Jewish friend keeps his property, and he tells, and if you don't tell me, then I'll kill you. So then he's potter shalom, inasmuch as he's not a mazik b'yadayim, but only through gami, verbally. So mainly, if he's an onus, he's potter. But if he's nisim nisim yad, even if he's an honest gobo, he's still chay. Bamedvom amurim kishehara amosa me'atzme. Avol imunzu eidi kechobim o Yisroel anos la'aris ve'ero ariz epotam la'ashlumim. Vimnosam nosum yad afo pishonus chayir lishalim. Hamatz la'atzmo mechaber chayir lishalim. Keitza, halach yimu. Harei shikozra melech lovi lo yai. Oy tevem lechaye itzim v'almeilu. Viom ad mosa vom aare yishli pleini itza yayin oy tevem mokim pleini. Vioch v'lokhu chayv lishal. Onse hamelech limosa ze achi yira le yitzris yayin oy tevem oy achi yira le imam chavere yishu bereach mufonov viher le neines ari ze poter shi im lo yira loy yakeyo yimiseyo. So only when the melech forced him. He said to him, if you don't tell me, then I'll kill you, I'll hit you, and so on. So, but if it was no my saying this, but just to save himself, he did it, then he's chayev, even if he's not nosam nosam yad. So the Sameach mentions this Rambam. So this Rambam points out the halacha, that when is one considered onus? When there is actual coercion, when there is a mindset, But when there is no actual coercion, but the person himself does it in order to save his life, then he's not considered. That's the Yosameach Pshat in the Rambam. This is how the Yosameach answers the stira between the Rambam in connection with the Onsin, where he says that even though the Aloch is Yor Yaveh, but probably in Erag, so he's still Potter of Onsin, and in case of Chelin, so anciently Bez Neinishol. That's the Yosameach stira. The Mekeves HaMishneh and the Yad HaMelech are given other times. I'm mentioning that because we'll see that in the Rishay. So, the Mekeves HaMishneh and the Yad HaMelech, the Yad HaMelech, I think he was written by Rabbi Lezer Rekeach, Rabbi Lezer Landau, I think it was the Yehuda Sigmenson. So, the Yad HaMelech and the Mekeves HaMishneh, they give another terms. They say that the reason, not that there is a difference, a distinction between unseen and chile. Chile is all famous. What difference does it make? Whether it's ice famous, so, or he does it in order to save his life, as long as he does it in order to save his life, so he has it in honors. But in case of unseen, so it's a vada. It's a vada. The anus is serious. And if the anus says that if the Israel is not going to kill, or is not going to be Avizori, is not going to be Galarayas, then he'll kill the Israel. So it's a vada. It's not a mere possibility. Mashein came in the case of Chile. So what do you mean Chile? Somebody is sick, and doctors say Eile Rifua Shedibolei. So does that mean it's a vada? You know, many times doctors say all kinds of nonsense, especially this kind of a doctor who is a psychiatrist. He'll say Eile Rifua Shedibolei. So many times it's just an imagination. So there are two possibilities. This is what the Mekeves HaMishneh says. I just mentioned the example of the psychiatrist, but the Mekeves HaMishneh said it. So he said, so one possibility is that if he's not either Isa or Arias, so he will not die. And then there's another possibility that even if he's either Isa or Arias, he'll also die. So in other words, there is even a Svek Svek. So Mimele, what kind of an honesty is it? So in other words, the teretz of the Yosameach and the teretz of Mekeves HaMishneh and the Yad HaMelech, the same teretz, is based upon the same oneness. Of course, they say different things, but it's based upon the same oneness. Namely, that there are two halachas. One halacha is b'chai b'hem b'leish yamud. That Pikuach Nefesh is the Kol Yisrael and Shabbatayot. Insofar as the Aloche of Pikuach Nefesh is concerned, so Pikuach Nefesh is not the Yichhe of Yizor Egel Arayis and Shabbatayot. Not the Yichhe. In other words, these three Averes are exceptions to the general principle that Pikuach Nefesh is the Yichhe Kol HaTerekot. These Yisurim, Pikuach Nefesh is not the Yichhe. Not like the Smak says in Abizor Edat Mendalet, that insofar as the Yisrael of Lisovdim is concerned, so the Chayben is Pikach Nefesh is Deiche. But there is a mitzvah of the Hafta Shem Lekecha Bechol Vofa Nafshka. No. The Rambam Shiti is not like that. The Rambam Shiti is that Pikach Nefesh is not Deiche Abizor Edat Mendalet. Vorai, the Rambam says, Bechele, so imovar viloy meis, so initially Beznei Sholei. Why is a Chayev Mise? Why is a Chayev Kores? Why? Because he was either the Yisrael of Arayis. He was either the Yisrael of Shurzamim. He was either the Yisrael of Abrizor. Some Mele is Chayev Mise. But some Mele is Chayev Mise. But then there's another Aloch. Onus Chachmarepat. Whether it's an onus gomor or even din onus, is potter of onshin. So mele, insofar as onus is concerned, insofar as onus is concerned, so the halacha of onus chachmone patre applies to everything. Applies even to ritziche, onus chachmone patre. Even though by ritziche he's certainly not an onus gomu, but a din onus he is. So he's potter. But by chile, he's not an onus. But the question is, why isn't he an onus by chile? Also, so and that the Yosemeach and the Yad HaMelech and the Mekeves HaMishne differ. You see, both agree, the Yosemeach and the Yad HaMelech and the Mekeves HaMishne agree that there are two separate concepts. One concept is Pikuach Nefesh. So Pikuach Nefesh is not Deiche, the three Averes. So the Aloche of the Chaybem does not apply to the three Averes. So mele bimokim chile, so shorah averes shmetiru tiel val yored, because pikuach nefesh is deiche. Shabbos mele pray to everything, but the three averes pikuach nefesh is not deiche. So mele is chayev vonshin also. Then there's another aloch onus chachmone patre, whether it's onus gomu or dinonus, is potra vonshin. The aloch of onus chachmone patre has no exceptions. That applies to everything, even to ritziche. Onus chachmone patre. Whoever has a din onus, some mele is potter of onshin. Some mele, but some mele is potter of onshin. But the machlekes between the asameach on one hand and the alamelech and the kevis hamishna on the other is on this question: Do we say that mimokim chile he has a din onus? So the Yosemeach says, no, he doesn't even have a din onus. Even if it will be badai, it will not have, he will not have a din onus. Only when there is a maiseinus, then he has a din onus. But if there is no maiseinus, but he himself does it in order to save his life, then he doesn't have a din onus. And the translation of the whole, no. It doesn't make any difference whether there is a maiseinus or there is no maiseinus, as long as a person does it in order to avoid death, so then he has a din onus. Even if there is no maiseinus, even if there is no maiseinus, so then less. So why does the Rambam say, in case of chile, that anciently is the best name of Shaole? The answer is because on a practical level, in case of chile, it's never a badai. It's only a possibility. What is the case of arayas of chile? What is the case of arayas of chile? So only before actually boiling. So is that a badai? Because the doctor said that. So there is one possibility that he will not die even if he's not there. And then there's another possibility that he will die even if he is aver. And sometimes there is a third possibility that if he is aver, he will die, and if he's not aver, he will not die. Because there is a medrash that means that story. That story of Maise Beachot, Shemosanino Bisho, Vomru Horefim, Engel Rifuachitiboyle. So the Gemara doesn't mention the name of that person, and the name of the woman doesn't mention at all, but there is a medrash that mentions the names. I mean, you ask a question, how is it that Chazal, that has to be explained. I mean, how is it Chazal mentioned the names? I mean, the people's Rosh Nore. The answer is because Chazal mentioned the names of the people in Shvach. Because, so Maise Bolmechot V'Nosun Tzusise Shmoy. His name was Nosun Tzusise. She nosen eino bi shachas v'chano shmo. The Medrash says v'chano shmo. So v'omru areifin eini rifuo ad shetiboyle. Omru chachomin yomus v'al tiboyle. So omru areifin tamil von varumo. Omru chachomin yomus v'al tamil von varumo. Omru areifin yidaber imo machir yisapir machir hageder. So what you have the medresh? Yeah. Oh, Ashken Mishen Bo Kan V'Tamudia. The best example. Oh yeah, the Shilt has mentioned it. Yeah, that's right. Shilt has mentioned it. That's right. Oh, Lom Rav Yudah Marav, Maisev Olamechot, there's the Shiltes in Parsha Bayo. It's worthwhile to go over the Shiltes, especially with the Hamik Shailas Perush. Lom Rav Yudah Marav, Maisev Olamechot, Nosem Ben Tzitzishman. שנוס נינו בישאחס ביששיש בחנושמו ואלו בליבו לטמפו ושיגלו זו בכסף לשקת עשר ולהיקיבלו ומריף תבוסי נופל בחילי בכל היום רבים בואו ושאלו לראיתי אומרו אלו את הכל הצטפוי אלא עד שלפו אלה I suppose he was a modern psychiatrist his doctor ושאלו ראי אומרו אלו את הכל הצטפוי אלא עד שלפו אלה כי ששום חכום מלידובו אומרו יומוס ואלתים בו אלה דין לא יתמיד לפון ברומו אמרו יומוס ואל תמיד לפון ברומו תספרי מאחרי הגדר אמרו יומוס ואל תספרי מאחרי הגדר and I'm sure that those doctors probably said the חכמים they are so ruthless I mean and conservative I mean they wouldn't budge or anyway so פליגה בו רב יעקב ורידה ורב שמול ונחמיני חד אמר איש אישי שאיסו וחד אמר But anyway, he doesn't mention the finale of the story. The Medrash says, and then she refused, and she did tshuva, and then he was nisrapi. So sometimes there is another possibility also. You see, that if he does, if he is Eved Aveira, he dies, he dafke dies, and if he's not Eved Aveira, so miraculously he survives. And that happened with Nosson ben Tzitzis. So that's why the Chazal mentioned his name. Chazal didn't talk Lashon Hara about someone. But because they mentioned it Lishlach, in other words, all right, a person falters. But as long as in the end he does tshuva, so he's mocking Shebali tshuva in the end, Shomim Tzadikim Murim in the end. So it's not really nice, so it's Lishlach. Anyway, so this is what the Mekabes HaMishne and the HaMelech say. So the reason is why the Rambam says B'mokim Chayle. So ancient Bezmei Yisrael, not because there is no Maisens, because according to Mekabes HaMishne and the HaMelech Lomdes, it doesn't make any difference. True, there are two separate concepts. There is a concept of Pekach Nefesh and there is a concept of Onus, but he has it in Onus. There is no Maisens as long as he does it in order to preserve his life. But where is the question of Pekach Nefesh? So the Chai Ben Veloishi Yomuz Ben implies not only Vadai Pekach Nefesh is there, even Sofit Pekach Nefesh is there, and not just the regular Sofit, even the Choshir Cheike of Pekach Nefesh is there. And as Rav Netam says, the Sheni mentioned the name of Rav Netam, that in Hilchim Pekach Nefesh Acharov, even a remote possibility of sakonik has it been of Pekach Nefesh in Zdecha Shabbos. And Rabbi Tam mentions the Rai of Yehudes. Yehudes, we are Mechal Shabbos for her the first 3 days, even if she says Loitzrichan. So, Afila Achas Mielet Loitzo Machmas Loitzo. That's what Rabbi Tam says. Today, we could say not Achas Mielet. Probably even Achas of 10,000 is not Leise Machmas Leide, but sometimes even today it happens. With all the progress, sometimes a woman in labor gets it blood clot and she dies. I know of such cases, of such cases. So, and still, it has a din of Pekach Nefesh, so it's a raya, Rav Netam says, that in Hilchim Lekon Nefesh HaRob, so insofar as the Chayba and the Shiyomidom is concerned, so not only Vadai Pekach Nefesh, and not only a regular Sofik, even a Choshar Cheike of Pekach Nefesh. Rav Chaim used to say, I'm long for Sofik from Pekach Nefesh, is the Chashav. So, right, so a remote possibility of Pekach Nefesh is the Chiklat record. But insofar as Onus is concerned, so only when it's Vadai Shiyomus, then he has it in Onus. But just the possibility that it doesn't have it in Onus. He doesn't have any onus. So that's why according to the Mekabes HaMishne Yad HaMelech, so by Chile Inshle Bez Nisholi, because there is not an onus. And as far as Pekach Nefesh is concerned, so Echshosh Shalchik is also Deiche, but Pekach Nefesh is not Deiche the Yisrael of Abdi Zoyg La Raish Rizdomi. Only onus Chachmone Patre applies to everything, even to avizoid l'arayis, and even for zamin. But in order to have a ginonus, it must be vadai, not a mere possibility. And here there is just a possibility, because there is a possibility that he will not die, even if he's not even avera. There is a possibility he'll die anyway, even if he does die avera. So, in some mele, it's only a chosher cheike, so onus he doesn't have. But shavere, so because nevesh is there. So, what is the machlekes between the balan, between the asameach on one hand and the aramelech and the kept mission on the other, as to whether, when there is no maiseness, so according to the asameach, so he doesn't have any bonus. And according to Keves HaMishneh, even if there is no maiseness, even though there is no actual coercion, no one is forcing him, but he does it in order to save his life, so he also has ignorance. I think that there is a machlekes between Tesves and the Ramban on that question. I don't understand why the Achreinim don't mention it. Turn to the Mishnah in Ksubas. Hoyisho shenar bisho b'deiv gechobim al b'momen muteres lebailo al b'nifoshet asor lebailo. If an isho was captured by the gechobim, so if she was captured because of momen, because she owed the captors money, or her husband owed money to the captors, so they took the woman as a hostage in order to force the husband to pay the money to the captors. So Muteres Labailo, when she comes back, so she Muteres Labailo. Al Yidei Nefoshes, but if she was captured because she committed a certain crime, and she stole, let's say, because then they're not afraid of anything. So Taisa says, "Val the nifoshes asor lebailo, hayne afilu lebailo yisroel. Yichayshinon shemon yisratzeis, ki di lintze chei shelo yageno. Di lebailo kein komar v'asuro shemon enso, im kein havlo neimar asuro likune el vadai." So Tesis spells it out explicitly that al nifoshes asur lebailo means even bailo yisroel, not only bailo kid. Why? Because bailo yisroel, so if she was raped, so she's not asur lebailo, but if she did the rotzen, so then she's asur lebailo. Vi loy nitviso, ho nitviso, if she's aniso, then he's muteres lebal Yisrael. Kayem, so he's asur, because she's a zin anyway. So Tesis says, why do we say about the nefoshes asur lebailo, hafil lebailo Yisrael, the chayshinon shemon yisratzis, ki delin tzechei nishelo yargem. So the Ramban is masik on Tesis. The Ramban, she's the best, it's mentioned Ramban. So the Ramban is masik on Tesis. It says, monefshech, we are not chayshet her, that she was nisrati just like that. Chas v'sholem, I mean, we cannot be cheshe, I mean, this is soil, the nisrati is for snus, just like that, chas v'sholem. But only k'deish lintze chen shol yageno. So it's on nisrach mole patres, so it's nitvesam. So what is the sheet of Tesis? Tesis is the same lomdes as the Yosameach. When is it when do we say that that there has been honesty, there is my sins. But here she wasn't captured in because they want to rape her. No, she was captured because she committed a crime, she stole. And they don't even intend to rape her. But she might suggest news in order to save a life. So there is no maiseiness. So really it's not onus. So it's lo nitfeso. According to Tesfes, when is it considered nitfeso? If there is a maiseiness. But if there is no maiseiness, he is arresting her. David Chovin is arresting her because she stole, she committed a crime, and she wants to get a commuted sentence on the basis of suggesting snus to him. So then, even though she does it in order to save a life, and anus or she is not. That's mamish the lomdes of the Osameach. Mamish the lomdes of the Osameach. And, but the Ramban says no. So on that point, there is a machlekes between the Teisves and the Rambam. And according to the Osameach, the Rambam Shita is like this. And it's mashma like that. That is the Rambam Shita. Because the Rambam, it's not mashma from the Rambam, the way the Mekevs HaMishneh, Me'el HaMelech explained. So the reason is why anciently Bezmanish Ole, because there's only a possibility. So the Rambam should spell it out, after all. One could visualize the situation by Chile too when it's about it. I mean, all right. In the case of Maisi Bechot Shanosnein Abisha, so there it's true, it's only a possibility. But one could visualize a case where it's about I Gomo. And even in that case, apparently, the Rambam says, Eishaloi Beznin Eshol. So it's mashma that the Rambam Shite is the way they are saying, not the way the Mekev Samishni Amelach. Yes?
Rambam says in Hilchos Sanhedrin that Ishan Su Echabal Erva, that he's high of Mita because of the
Ankish Erva. Ankish Erva Asya, there's something else.
Is that not right?
No, because the Rambam Shite is, Ankish Erva Das is a Mitzias. In other words, he's a Mitzias. And even if the Anos Drive, this Chilikanam, Drive says that Ankish Erva Das is only Shayach when the Anos doesn't tell him you'll be bailed the album. He just is madviking on the album. So then, and he doesn't tell him that he has to be bailed. Otherwise he'll kill him. So then we say in Kishal Das, because no one forced him to do his kashe. And if he did, so that was his own decision. So maybe he's brought. But suppose the Anos tells him you'll be bailed the album, the Kishu, otherwise I'm going to kill you. So then he's sputter a bunch. And the Rambam Shiti is the Tzimtzis in Kishal Das. So if he wasn't misrated to be Baal, he wouldn't be Niskashe. The fact that he was Niskashe indicates that he was rated. It's not because he wanted to save his life. If he had decided to be Niskashe in order to save his life, then psychologically he wouldn't be able to be Niskashe. I mean, this is the Rambam Shiti. It's a question of the Tzimtzis. But the name is good. Kishin das for a chibra ze v'lo idatim keis kilkach idasin on tehorig namo ze shapia ve'im bo ze shibush u mishkachas le name ki in she miskashe le ishtei vi omru lo nochrin she tat bikeno le atzmo so den she nat kakeilom vi lo ikatlet lat kakeilom vi labo amas hatzmo ve'i abaya omar esta kakeilom ad so he mentions he just cites the Russian of the Baramoya. Ad Hanemile Kule Dikomechabim, that's the Russian of the, that's the quote from the Baramoya. Hanemile Kule Dikomechabim Anochi Labura Lisoyal, Avul Anosatsme Lishaya Hoche, Avul Anosatsme Lushne Hoche, the Lushne Hoche Shom. So the Baramoya says that even Barayas Mamesh, if Anosatsme, so it's Mutter. Omar Akei said, now this Ramban is a little strange. Yeshli lihoshiv mimaiser rafkanei b'fer kamei dibushin v'tavei ha'um atrenuse v'solik liigre v'apel napshim liigre la'are. It's a strange story the Gemara mentions. And so the Gemara mentions in Dushan, at the end of Dushan, his story, that a certain Matranuse, he was the Veyar of Kane Le'averen. And so Kane prepared the furnace, and he was going into the furnace. No, this level is probably not the first part. Of Ammon. Yeah. Of Ammon is it ended. Yeah. That's Melo Medalis. But a similar story with Rav Amram, that's at the end of this. But about Rav Kane is that man in this. Rav Kane have a kumazdin dikule, tabate haima tonuse. Omalo easily shkatan ashoi. Solik vikonofit mi yidir leare. I mentioned the furnace, that's in connection with Rav Amram. But here, he just jumped down from the roof. Osil yo kible. So Ramban says, he solidly injured. He went up the roof and he threw himself down from the roof. But he survived, he didn't die. So, umruv the Rapsodic Name. So, a similar story. So, Rapsodic, there is a similar story. Rapsodic. Tavote haim matrenuse, omalo holoshul liboye, vilimotine, ikemido mechal, omrole iket batome, omalo mai na afternoon, dovid ho, ochel ho, shaga tanue. So with Rapsodic also prepared the furnace. With Rav Amram, so at the end of Dushan, so he prepared the furnace, and the Rapsodic also. So the question is, why did he do that? So how can we say, like Balamoya, that where is Nishavun, where the Anos is Nishavun, so then there is no din of Yoivol Yaveh, but there the Anos, the Matranuse was there, the Anosis, so she was Nishavunes Lano Esatzmo. So, and still, Rapsodic and Rav Kane tried to commit suicide in order not to do that avera. Well, in Simchon Anes, so they couldn't expect that they will survive, because in Simchon Anes, So how did they try to commit suicide? The answer is because Arayis is Yoro Yadam. So, two things. Number one, that's what other Rishayim raise against the Ramban. There it's not mentioned that they forced Rav Kane, that the Matramuse forced Rav Kane, forced Rav Zalesh. Tabor say, so why did he have to commit suicide? So that Gemara has to be explained anyway. It's a difficult Gemara. I mean, why did he have to commit suicide? There is no Mycenas there. Apparently, the Ramban assumed that she not just asked him to commit an Avera with her, but she mamish threatened him that if he doesn't, so then she'll kill him, I don't know. So that has to be explained. So, and still he was ready to commit suicide in order not to be able to Issa Arayas. Not even it's Arayas, so it's Araya that it's Yoy Bal Yaveir, even when the Anos is Mishabu Anos. So then there is another big Kiddush in the Ramban. I wouldn't say difficult because there is an Achmedes Hashem in the question. Is there a Chumash Breishis Nikos there less? Last week was here. It's not here. Okay, I'll mention it. Anyway, so we see another big chiddush in the Ramban. And the three averes is Yorgo Yadam. So what does Yorgo Yadam mean? Yorgo Yadam means the Anos tells the Jew, now you shmad yourself, embrace Christianity. If not, we'll kill you. We'll put you, we'll execute you on the Inquisition, the way it was done, you know, to the Jews in Spain in 1492. So is Mechuyev to let himself be executed on the Inquisition and not to embrace Christianity. But where does Yoel Yava say that a person is Mechuyev to commit suicide in order not to behave on another side? So, in the better thing to do is, so there is a shot of Hashem in the Shite. The Shite, he says, but most Hashem say it's not so. The Gemara says, Snuyas were Mesa Nefesh themselves. So most Hashem say, what does it mean that Snuyas were Mesa Nefesh themselves? That means that when the headmaid came to the Snuyas, and said, if you fight me, so then I'll kill you, so they fought back, and they allowed themselves to be killed. But there is a pshat by certain Rishonim, the Shita mentions that the Tznuyos, the headmen didn't even give them opportunity to give up their lives. The headmen tried, you know, to rape them, whether she fought back or not, so he tried to rape them. So some Tznuyos, in order to preclude raped by the headman, so they committed suicide before, when they saw the headman approaching, so they committed suicide. This is what the girls, the Besiakov girls in the Krakow Seminary did when the Nazis tried to rape them. So before the Nazis came in, so they all committed suicide. It's an old story. So this is the pshat of certain Rishonim in the Gemara in Sudes. Tznuyos the master Hashem. So I don't have the Mekhoiz Deiris Breishis to the Daskin in Baladezi. So I'm Parshan Each Achazdom Chamu Nafiseich HaMedrash. So the Medrash says Yochel Kechananye Nishol Vazhage Zdom Chamu Nafiseich HaMedrash. That means that it's Osea. In other words, if somebody commits suicide, so he's chayv misra shemayim. So imavlas vadas yochel kananye mishol vazaye. So it's also an avere, I mean, to commit suicide, because they let themselves be thrown into the kitchen age. So Talmud lemar ach. So it's mimayit ki kananye mishol vazaye. So then it's not osir to let yourself be killed. Yochel kishol ben kish, because Shol ben Kish told his aide to kill him, to kill him, because he didn't want that the Philistines should be assailing him. He sailed the Hakishni. So the fulfilled Shaul's request. Yochel to Shaul ben Kish, Talmud Leimarach. So the Gaskin Balatesis, the Pashaniya says, Mikan Lomdu, it's hard for me even to quote the whole Russian Gaskin Balatesis. Mikan Lomdu, Elo Hashchechate Hatimekis, Ishasashmar. It was customary during the Crusades that when the Jews realized that Crusades are coming, and they knew that their little children were taken away and will be raised as Catholics, so before the Crusades came in, they killed their own children, and then they killed themselves. That's a historical fact. So Mikan Lomdu Elu Hashechtim Esatinekis Ishas Hashmat. It's difficult to mention. So Hashechtim Esatinekis Ishas Hashmat. Because what was the heta? To kill? So because of this medrash, Yochel Kishol Ben Kish Talmud Leimar Ach. Alright, so it's a heta. But Shaul ben Kish, so he l'cholapoches told the aid to kill him, but that doesn't mean that it's mutar for parents to kill their children in order to avoid, to preclude a forced shmad upon the children. That's one step farther. Maybe it's mutar to kill yourself, like Shaul ben Kish, but to kill somebody else, Mayecha Teisim. Anyway, but this is what Baskin Baratis says. Yochel Kishol ben Kish, Tom Lima Ach, Mikan Lomdu, Sheikh de Atneji, Misha Hashmat. Umayse, Misha Hashmat, Bihocha Mechot, Shoyo Sheikh de Atneji. Yohoyo Shom, Zokinach, I feel very uncomfortable in quoting it. But anyway, I have Teo here, you need on Sikh. So Maise Bishas Hashmat Bizok Nechot Cho Sheikh Kinekis Vihoyoshom Zoki Acher Vikore Isiritzeach. So this second Kochem called the first Kochem Ritzeach. Omar Hazokin Shishochet Atzadneikis Imamir Ritzeach. I don't want to mention that. So he mentioned the curse against himself. If I am a Ritzeach, then something should happen. I don't want to quote that. Then something should happen. And then the Daskin Baratis has mentioned that miraculously the Crusades were forced to make a detour, and they didn't come to that house, and the whole Zera was bottled, and then Zokin was Shechet Zekis, so he was Nena Shveri Sibeli. I don't want to mention it. He was Nena Shveri Sibeli. It's a terrible story, a frightening story. So in other words, he mentions the skin Baratis, the Parshas Neach, mentions the Machlekes Hashem. Plain people. And one said, one expressed himself so sharply, Ritzeach. And the one who did it, so he said, if I am a Ritzeach, then this and this should happen. He uttered a curse against himself, and then the Xer was bottled, and this Zokain, who did kill children, sure that any minute so the Crusades will be coming in, and they will force the children to become Christians. They will raise them as Christians. So it's a machlokes Hashem. And now the Yam Shleime will come at the end of Pirkei Avot, because there the Gemara in Achilut mentions, I think it's of Tzadkalim, Achaz Domchal Mavshaseich HaMedresh, Dochal Mechim Yatzmei, so he mentions the whole thing. And then he mentions there is a Machlekes Hashem, but there he doesn't just mention Zokin Echod and Chocham Godle Echod, he mentions neighbors. So he says that Ramutam said that it's Mutea, he passed it, Ramutam passed it, it's Mutea, Lishchet, Lekes, Lishchet. Because of that Rosh in the Medrash Rabbe, Yochel, Kishol, Ben Kish, Tamale, because insofar as Haman, Mishol, Vazai, is concerned, they didn't kill themselves. Who killed them? Who killed them? I mean, they let themselves be killed. So, of course, that is a hetakama. But insofar as Shol Ben Kish is concerned, all right. All right. Yamshrim will become a perik achiv, and that's what they call it, because there the Gemara mentions Achaz Domchen and Sechem Eresh. Achaz Domchen, Achaz Dimchen, when Achaz Sechem, Edreish miyad kochay ad vishano, miyad odo, miyad ish ochif, Edreish esner vishano. Azore lichini katsi, viyomru vresh israbe, yochil afilu kichananye, mishoyl vazarye, talmim arach, פירוש יוכל אפילו כמו אלו שמוסרו עצמי לקידוש השם שלא יוכל עבל בעצמי אם הוא יורי שלא יוכל בעצמי למד בניסויים תלמודי מרח כי בשעס השמד יוכל למסר עצמי למסר בלעק אז the question is why should one kill himself מה נפשך such a hero so courageous so heroic that he's even asked his child whether he can kill himself. So he should be told, don't kill yourself, just be passive. And when the Anosim try to force you to be them, you refuse, no matter what they do. No, the answer is, he's afraid that the Anos will not just kill him, he'll torture him for a long time, and then kill him. So he's afraid maybe he will not be able to withstand that Nisoya. It's much easier, you know, to kill yourself in one moment, rather than to be subjected to a long time of torturing and ultimate killing. So that's the heter. So Yochel Atul, that's how he explains. Yochel Atul Kaman Yishol Vazaye Talnach Perush Yochel Atul Kmeilu Shemosha Atzma Mekiru Shashem Shal Yuchlu Larbel Vatzmei אם הוא יורא שהוא יוכל בעצמי למד בניסויים תלמוד למערך כי בשעס השמד יוכל למסר עצמי למיסר לארגס that's one פשט וכן בשול בן קיש שאומר לנערי שליף חרבי חוב דוקרני בו תלמוד למערך שאם הוא יורא אודם שמו יעשו לייסורים קושים שהוא יוכל לסבר בלמד בניסויים שיוכל לארגס עצמי ומכאן מבין ראיה איסים ששייכתים התימאית בשעס הגזירה ויש איסר ומפורשים כן so the question is what's about Medrash יוכל כנעני משול בזריה יוכל כשול בקיש ויש איסר ומפורשים כן יוכל כנעני לחדירו שכבר נמצא רומס in other words the other shame you see the first Rishonim who mentioned the Raya from this Medrash, they explained Yochel Kanan Mishol Vazaryeh, not that we have to resort to a pasuk that it's mutar to be Meisa Nefesh yourself or Kiddush Hashem. We have to resort to it Roshe of Yochel Kanan Mishol Vazaryeh. That's Migdash to Yisrael Ben Yisrael, that's the Sugin Sanhedrin. The answer is, suppose a person wants to commit suicide because he's afraid that the Anosim will torture him so much that he will not be able to withstand this. But to kill himself in one moment, that's relatively easy. But to be subjected to the Nisoyim of being tortured for days and days and days, that's much, much more difficult. So yes, that's how they explain. But the other Rishonim say there is no heter to kill yourself they say Yochel Chechananya Nishu Azaya means maybe you are not allowed to let yourself be killed. So the question is, how could one have such a Sarkadaito? You're not allowed to let yourself be killed. After all, there is a din of Yorgo Yabea. The answer is, so this Rishenim will be the thesis in Psoch. Because I mentioned that last week, the Gemara in Psoch says, Ezudor Ashtudes Ishreim, Maro, Hananya Mishol Vazaye. What was the reason as to why Chanan Mishol Vazaye decided to let themselves be killed al Kiddush Hashem? So they deduced the Kalvachina from Zvadetz. Well, I discussed it last week. So Teisha says, the Kashe, why did the Tudis Yishrei have to resort to the Kalvachina from Zvadeya? It's Yorgo Yavea. So Teisha says, from the Tam says, because the Tzelem was with Kira Melech, he did it in Baal Tzvadeya. So Meili was not, they were not Nechuyat in Meis Nefesh himself. But there was still a Kiddush Hashem to show that Nebuchadnezzar cannot destroy the spirit of the Jewish people. So Meile, it was a mitzvah kiyumis, not a mitzvah kiyumis. So why was it a mitzvah kiyumis? So they reduced it to the kalvachena from Tzvadeya. So apparently these Rishonim will explain the medrash, not Yochel Chanan Mishol Lazare, in case one is afraid lest he will not be able to extend the Nisoyen of being subjected to torture, so he wants to commit suicide, so he has a right to commit suicide. No, that's not. But Yochel Kechanani Mishol Vazaye, where there is no chiyuv of Yochel, as in the case of Chanani Mishol Vazaye, because it was with Kovid HaMelech, there is still a heter to let yourself be killed with Mishol Vazaye. Talmud Lema Yeshe Yisrim in the Porshin Kei Yochel Kechananya v'chadeirov shekvon Yisro v'nise Talulei marach Avoreini Yochel la'arges atzme Yochel, that's the first Rosh Yochel Kishol shemos ratzme v'nise. Now, vis-a-vis Shol, we cannot say he only allowed himself to be killed, because he told his aide to kill him, and the aide did kill him. So Talmulei Marach Pirishayni Yochel Abel Ba'atzmi Klal Vishol Shaloi Yashus Chachonimos, because Ach can be a mute and Ach can be a Riba too. Many Rishayim say that. So the first Ach is a mute Yochel Chanan Yishol Azarye, that also comes within the Inish of Ars Dim Chamin Ashisei Chamed Reish Talmulei Marach. That's muta, to let yourself be killed al Kiddush Hashem, that's muta. But Yochel Kishol, to kill yourself al Kiddush Hashem, there is no heter. So the second ach is marbe, not marbe. Anyway, so there is a machlokes. Now, so as far as this dasking baratis is concerned, so there is no difference between killing yourself or killing somebody else, because it is assumed by this asking Bahises that once we assume that the Pshat Yochel Kishol Talmulei Marach is that you're allowed to kill yourself of Kiddush Hashem, so you're allowed to kill children also of Kiddush Hashem. No difference between killing yourself and killing somebody else, and that's not difficult because a person has no title in himself. Never mind the whole talk of the living will. It's a lot of nonsense, living will. But a person is no bailing over his own life. Al kocha hatachai, al kocha hatameis. So there is an isar tichay when one commits suicide, just as there is an isar tichay when one kills somebody else. So if there is a heter under certain circumstances to commit suicide, so the same heter should apply to kill the teenagers also. I mean, it's not difficult. The Yam Shashleime in Bavakame, so he says, yes, but how can you equate killing the Tinekes with killing yourself? Maybe there is a heter only to kill yourself, but the Kildas Nage is not. That's the Yam Shishlemis Hasadik. But the Daskin Valateis doesn't make any distinction between killing yourself or killing somebody else. But there are two shittes as to whether one is allowed to kill himself, Machmas Kiddush Hashem, in order to escape Shmat, or not. So, but once we assume that one is allowed to kill himself in order to escape Shmat, so he is allowed even to kill the snakes. That's what. But today, then he says, "Umayse beravechot sheshochat harbet in ages shas hashmat kuyorei sheyaviru maldas boyoravechot imei boyokei solov biyeseya dikore ritzeach buhu lohu yocheshish biyomar eserav in kidvorai." So eserav, he mentions it all. I don't want to read it. V'chein hoyo shetapsu akum boyo peishtin erei v'neisnin cheil v'neia v'aboso v'akach nisbat lagzeo v'im lo ishoch ateis natinei keis hoyo mitzul. So I mean, the implication of the whole Daskin Balateis series that while there was a machlekes being heleilom, but the halacha is like the Rav who opposed it, because he mentions story, I mean, the terrible tragedy that happened, the klole that the Rav Echot pronounced against himself and how it was fulfilled and the Xerah was in his battle. So that was like a chochem Rashamayim, that Rav acted shalotiki. And I read, I don't remember whether it's Yavet's history book or some other history book, that this Abba Rachmi so it was enacted in the time of the Crusades that every Shabbos we should say this Avarachmi. So it was enacted we should say the Avarachmi in order to be mechaper for the dictation who was Sheikh Nikis, because the Kedil Yisrael decided in accordance with the view of the Rav, who said that it's also to kill Tenekes in order to prevent a forced apostasy of the children. But they did it anyway, but they did it Lishin Shemayim, and we were Tzadik Elom, we were nation. So because of that, the shame on Saki to say the Avarachim, the Saki Iskia, because in other words that they should have Kapore for this Avera, because it was a wonder, even the old village in China. Yes.
But didn't you explain last week sometimes the logic of the heart that has to be used?
All right, but maybe this was already, too much, you know. Of course, logic by the heart, but that also has its limitations. Logic by the heart also has limitations. So it still has to be controlled by the halacha. It does, I didn't mean chas v'sholem, that one should let himself be swayed by the logic of the heart and not be controlled by the halacha chas v'sholem. That will also right. But that means that they overdid it. And that's why they were misaking to say the Abba Rachmi as a memorial service every Shabbos for these nation, for these tzaddikim, who are tzaddikim, but they did something that is not right. Bishem Shemayim, but it still wasn't right. So that means that the Shitas of Bishemim was against them. But the Yam Shashleim, he says that Rav Netam mentioned the riot from this Medresh that it's mutar to be Sheikh Kinnis. Rav Netam. But he didn't know from that. And then the Ri was Chelik Rav Netam. The Ri was a nephew of Rav Netam. So the Ri was Chelik Rav Netam. So you see that it's a machlekes between to the daily Balei Hatzeis, Rav Netam and the Rosh And the Amshleime says, the Rosh agreed with the Ri, that it's Osa. And then the Amshleime adds Leifach Mishalei, assuming that the Pshat in the Medresh, Yochel Chananya Mishul Bazali, is that one is allowed to kill himself if he's afraid that the Anosim will subject him to so much torture that he'll not be able to withstand the Nisoyen. So that only means you're allowed to kill yourself, but has to show him to kill other people, children, I mean, who don't even have das, you know, to say whether they want to be killed or they don't want to be killed. For that there is certainly no effort. That's what the young friend says. But you see that from the time held that it's muta of Kiddush Hashem, not only to kill yourself, but even to kill the children.
I'm very
it's for hard even to discuss it, but this tale of the illuminates.
If really the sheet is that you're concerned about Shemad, I understand the Gemara and the Zokin are in Oz Yisrael saying Krakow with a Maisa Avera of Arayos. But Shemad, they're not going to kill the children.
They'll raise the children.
But how do you know the future will be in terms of what will take place?
No probability. Most of the children will remain Catholic, will remain Christians. A few of them will be chayav b'tshuva.
Is there any emunah?
Yes.
Is there any emunah?
Of course there is emunah. Of course. But that doesn't mean that it will happen in this generation. It will happen. Of course it will happen. Of course it will happen. You know what? The Meshech Chochma, it's a remarkable Meshech Chochma. The Meshech Chochma says, V'hoyo v'ayim ahu. Well, you should know it. There is in Eden, I mean, so you should know it by heart. That's in the pillars of Rosh Hashanah. So, isn't there any need for that? There's a record. You see, I didn't find one. So the Meshech Chochma says, what does it mean? Boya by now. That means the Achis Hayom, or Korach the Achis Hayom. So, where is Mitzrayim? Where is Ashur? Where are the Dochim? Where is Mitzrayim? Where are the Ivdim? Where is Ashur? Where are the Dochim? Where is Mitzrayim? Who are the Ivdim? The Eretz Ashur, who are Midochim and Eretz Mitzrayim? All right, we have a Mitzrayim, but it's a new Mitzrayim. And Ashur, we don't even have an Ashur. Where is there an Ashur? So the Meshech Chochma says, Ashur is has reference to Soviet Russia. That's the hundreds of thousands of Jews who got lost in Eretz Ashur, in the waves of communism, of atheism. I mean, hundreds of thousands of Jews got drowned in Soviet Russia. So, and then Hamidochim Be'Eretz Yisrael has reference, the Meshech Chochma says that, has reference to the American Jews, the thousands and thousands of American Jews who became pushed away from Yadus through the reform movement, the assimilation, through the waves of reform and assimilationism. So, before B'yis HaMashiach, they'll all come back. No one will get lost. But that doesn't mean that they all come back in this generation.
Well, Cook takes that passage and he says, "Hold them here, it's Asher, Asher."
So this is, I mentioned last week as an answer to the modern rabbi who was sophisticating and philosophizing what will happen to the Jewish people in the year 2000. So the answer is, "V'hoyo ba'im ahu yitoka b'shifa godu, ubo ibi me'aretz Asher, v'amidochim me'aretz Mishraim, v'yishtachavu l'adishem v'rakon mikosharaz." You don't have to worry what will happen to the Jewish people in the year 2000. In the meantime, we have to fulfill the Torah and not worry what will happen to the Jewish people in the year 2000.
Were there cases in the Shoah where there were problems of Gedolim wanting to...
Right now. there are in Israel, I read about it, there are great grandchildren of Leon Trotsky who are studying, who are students in the Akibishi in Israel. Okay. And there is one person who allegedly, I don't know, but allegedly the rumor is, he lives in Chicago and I know him very well, he comes to my house very often, he's Ivan Chuve, and the rumor is that he's the great grandson of Leon Trotsky. He lives in Chicago. During I don't want to mention his name.
During the Shoah, would they be known who wanted to be Shochet children because of Shemad as well?
Right.
During the Shoah. Did that continue after the Crusades?
That did not. That did not. You had cases
like the Siakot,
only in Arise, who drowned themselves, so they committed suicide. But Chas v'Sholem, that any one Jew should kill another Jew. It only happened during the Crusades. You see, I mean, how most Christians react.
Is the only
There's a lot of things. Like, who is the author of the thesis? I mean, there isn't one author. It's a whole group of them. Yes, all right, anyway. What is that?
How does our Amunah translate itself into the responsibility for today and now? I mean,
what you want me to do the lecture on cure? So why don't you come to the OU convention? They are discussing it at great length. But all right, anyway. So all that was mentioned yesterday. That's right. Kandon, Thesis in Gittin, Thesis in Abun Zore, the Hofbeis, I think, Talet, also say the same thing. But the Yam Shushleine, and there, Thesis in Abun Zore, he mentions it in the name of Rabbi Tam too. Not on, but the Yam Shushleine, so he mentions the Rabbi Tam was Matir, and the Ri was Chelich, and the Rosh was Chelich. And he also is Machia like the Ri and the Rosh. Right. Now, let's see the Ramban here. So the Da, Umiuvdi the Rapsodic Name, the Hosom Yargo Yaveh. So it's a Raya that by Arias it's Yargo Yaveh, even if he's Mishamah and Esatzme. Apparently, the Ramban assumed that the Matriuse didn't try to tempt Rapkani, or to tempt Rapsodic, but she actually forced him. And he was Rafkane, why did Rafkane resort to such drastic measures? He didn't want to behave there, so he didn't have to behave there. I mean, the answer is, so that's what the Ramban assumed, that she forced him, and he was afraid that she'll torture him, and she will do all kinds of things. So, and he was afraid lest he will not be able to withstand that Nisoyen. So Mimele, he decided to commit suicide. So in this occurred, and he didn't die. So, but that's a raya that it's your goyabeh. It's your goyabeh, even when it's someone else asks me, yes?
Is it possible to say that by Shoal?
I didn't hear.
Is it possible to say that by Shoal, he was so afraid of going to the terrible Yisurim, and therefore he committed suicide, and he was allowed to
Well, that is not mentioned. I never saw that one is allowed to commit suicide in order to avoid terrible Yisurim. That kind of ishite I never saw.
I think they were afraid.
So the Yam Shlomo says, why did Chol tell the aid to kill him? He said it will be. So what does it mean? So he says a remarkable shot. Because Shaul was afraid that once the Philistines catch him, so they will torture him, they'll kill him. And he didn't care for that, Shaul. He didn't care for that. But Shaul knew very well that if the Philistines will catch him and they'll torture him, so then there'll be reprisals by certain Jews who will not be able to control themselves. And then, once there will be reprisals by certain Jews, so there will be other counter